Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 152. Following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 152. The power of decision is my own. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick, unless these are the outcomes that he wants. And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. Here is your world, complete in all detail. Here is its whole reality for you. And it is only here salvation is. You may believe that this position is extreme and too inclusive to be true. Yet, can truth have exceptions? If you have the gift of everything, can loss be real? Can pain be part of peace or grief of joy? Can fear and sickness enter in a mind where love and perfect holiness abide? Truth must be all-inclusive, if it be the truth at all. Accept no opposites and no exceptions, for to do so is to contradict the truth entirely. As God created you, you must remain unchangeable. With transitory states by definition false. All that includes all shifts in feeling, alterations in conditions of the body and the mind, in all awareness and in all response. This is the all-inclusiveness which sets the truth apart from falsehood, and the false kept separate from the truth as what it is. The power of decision is my own. The power. Of decision. Is my own. Each decision I make, there is power in it, the power of the making of the world. I woke up this morning before reading this lesson and made a decision. I have a bad habit, and my decision was to stop doing the bad habit. And then I started to wonder if I could stop doing that habit. And as I read this lesson, it reminds me that that habit isn't me. And that the doing of the habit isn't me, and the functioning of the body isn't me. I am unchangeable. The truth of me is that I am unchangeable. This habit is just a decision I have made on how to perceive the world around me. And I do have the power to make that decision. The power of decision is my own. I have the power to make that decision or not. And the idea that I am unchangeable, that the thoughts and the feelings and the state of the body, that these things are not me, reminds me that I am love. And I'm reminded of a meditation a Buddhist monk taught me. As I sit quietly and I connect to who I am, I then, in my mind, cut off my hand. And I sit and contemplate, am I still who I am without the hand? Have I changed by cutting off the hand? And do I change if I cut off the arm? One day the truth of what I am will be so firmly believed that the functioning of the body will not cause me suffering. I am still working on this. I still have beliefs in the body being me. But I do have the power to decide to alleviate some of my suffering by changing a behavior I believe to not serve me. Holy Spirit, help me today to do the best that I can to remember the truth of who I am, that I have the power of decision. Help me to wield my power in a way that brings me less suffering and less suffering to those around me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remember that the power of decision is our own. This day, we will accept ourselves as what our Father will created us to be, and we wait in silence, giving up all of our self-deceptions, confident to hear His direction. Thank you for joining with me in the remembrance of the truth of the power of what we are. Namaste.